It's 6:12 at the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Back at it after a snowy weekend. We'll see sunshine today with a high around 30. Cold start, Tom, just 9 degrees.
All right. Thanks, House. I need it. It's a little chill to get you going. Expressways from the Salino and Barnes Traffic Center. I'm Tom George with the B on Time Traffic.
You know, I think we could judge snowfall. I could measure snowfall without even looking out the window.
How's that?
Because the more it snows, the more email we get from the website. You ever notice that?
That's a good point.
Yeah, man. I got a stack of email this weekend. This one here is from Gail Fairchild in Victor. You guys know Gail. She has been in and brought us some grub several times. Very kind lady.
She's a sweetheart. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It says, you watch Gone Country, right, Newman? Anywho, that's the show on CMT, John Rich's reality show, by the way. Says, anywho, I was extremely surprised at the winner. Julio Iglesias Jr.? I felt for sure that it would either be Carney Wilson or Diana DeGarmo. I just couldn't figure out why John Rich chose Julio. That is, until I saw Julio's video on the CMT website. Let me tell you, the Gone Country finale did little justice to Julio's song. I'm going to go ahead and give her one for that. Great point. Hang on, let me find my place where I was.
Song was the last thing you said.
In fact, thank you, I watched Carney Wilson and Diana DeGarmo's performances on CMT.com and also felt the show didn't do them justice. I'll give her another one for that. If you haven't already, go to check out the videos. They're on our site, by the way. The winner one is. Julio's video isn't a pure performance video, but there is production work in it, which I assume means that the song itself will hit radio soon. I think you might be surprised. I sure was. Thanks for reading, Gail. And Bird, did you guys watch his show? She could not been more on the money about this.
You are absolutely right. Nice. I've watched the show start to finish.
Yeah.
So every episode. And can I just say off the top, I love the show. But she makes a very good point. Even prior to the finale, I don't think we saw enough of the songwriting process. You know how I love songwriters. I didn't see enough of that. I didn't see enough of that process. I had no idea what their songs were going to sound like. And due to time constraints, you didn't hear a lot of it.
That too, and plus, I don't think as far as the TV show goes, I don't think that that's really exciting to watch. Interesting, compelling, yes, but we're into the music. I don't think your average Joe would be. And plus, you know, it's a reality show, so they got to do that whole thing just because it is a reality show. You know, it's Bobby Brown, Carney Wilson, Marsha Brady,
D. Snyder,
Cisco, and who am I missing? The young chick.
Diana DeGarmo.
There you go.
And Julio Iglesias Jr.
Right. But that show was great. You know, it had everything from Marsha Brady dipping skull to Bobby Brown, going to the potty.
Not in the
I don't know how else to say this, but on D. Snyder's bed.
While sleepwalking.
It was a great show. A lot of wonderful moments on there, but the ending was absolutely horrible. For one, it's your first chance to hear the song, like Bird said, but they played like, VOTs, you know, voiceovers.
Right, right.
They played like clips of John Rich talking about it, and you never saw the song. But anyways, we can get to that. Here's a moment of actually how it went down. This is when I started scratching my head. This is when John Rich announced the winner here.
You successfully go country.
Wait a minute.
And I follow that line of thinking, but they're screaming because he's gorgeous and he's Latin and he's, you know, exudes what young women love to see.
So that's really
stage.
That's why John Rich chose him, because the chicks dig him.
I mean, you heard the song a little bit in the background. And it's a good song, but what you saw on TV, I don't think did the song justice. It will be, however, mind you, whatever that means, it will be however, mind you. What an idiot. Mailed out. Like, John Rich's promotional company will be mailing the song out to radio stations today. It will arrive at stations nationwide. But it's, you're exactly right, man. But I got to admit, man, he is a He is a handsome fella.
Oh, he's adorable.
And, but that's it. As soon as he came out there, it's like every house, it was like, they had introduced like an opening act. They introduced a band you never heard of, and you're like, oh, great. And then all of a sudden, everybody sees him like, ah! The chicks were on fire.
Oh, wow. They were screaming, yelling, you know, charging the stage.
Really?
Oh, but every throughout the entire season, everywhere he went, everybody was like, oh, who's he? You know, so it's the way he is.